Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I left y'all hanging, and I am very sorry for that. I said part two of the 25 Real Estate Rules and Laws of Success was coming last week. We did a replay, being that I was out in Quarter Lane with my mastermind group, having a bunch of fun. It was great to be able to really unplug, and I needed that. But obviously, coming back in last week, a ton of things going on, closing my medical plaza out in Kansas, and then we were on the home stretch of closing this third hotel in Lake Tahoe. And with all of the craziness that ensued with the fires, with the evacuations, with basically the full shutdown of Lake Tahoe, we couldn't get insurance, property insurance. And the lender won't fund, they won't, you know, put their money at risk without insurance being on the asset they are investing in. So it was a crazy closing, probably the most challenging and stressful transaction of my life. And I'm going to give you guys a complete rundown of what that entailed. And also, I've been getting a lot of questions around my hotel journey and why hotels and, you know, what all of that looked like, what I want it to look like in the future. And so I'm going to share with you guys what that journey looked like, Clay Park Hospitality moving forward, and what our goals and our vision are, because many of you have been asking how you can help someone to join the company, someone to bring assets to us. So next week's episode will be on the hotel journey. With that being said, I wanted to go through the last 10 rules, probably my favorite ones in terms of what real estate rules and laws I believe are imperative for having a long, successful, lucrative, abundant investing journey. And we all know that real estate investing is one of the most proven wealth-building vehicles on the planet. I can't tell you how many people I've seen over the course of the last year that have just been in a hard asset like real estate, and yet they haven't been experts. They don't necessarily know all kinds of things about real estate, but just by investing and trusting in this vehicle, they've had the ability to get and reap the rewards and benefits of real estate, especially in times like right now where there's a lot of volatility in the market, inflation is heavy. Being in hard assets is a very safe and opportunistic way to protect and grow your wealth. So these last 10 rules and laws of success are ones that I created this kind of list. One, because I think it's important to share with other people. Two, these are things that I want to share and pass down to my kids. So with that being said, the final 10 real estate rules and laws of success. Number one, the magic of real estate is making money while you sleep. Mailbox money, right? And it's about having that long-term cash flowing asset that when operated properly, it truly will unlock freedom. It will have also the endurance you need to be able to live the life that you want to live and still be able to pass it along. That is why I believe in real estate so much. There's a magic there that is unlike any other asset class in the world. Number two, the eighth wonder of the world, the compound effect. If you start early and you continue to invest more and more over time, you are going to see the compound effect exponentially grow your wealth and your income without your efforts having to grow. And this is something that Warren Buffett is a perfect example of, right? If you go and look at the graph of his wealth and the growth of it over time, it starts to gradually and slowly grow over the first decade and the second decade. But as you start seeing in the third and the fourth and the fifth decade, this guy's, you know, in his 90s now, he is one of the wealthiest people on the planet. And it's not because, well, I'll take that back. He's smart as hell. But it's not because he was going out and doing all these sexy things. He was just doing consistent things intelligently over a very long period of time. And that's the beauty of what real estate can offer you as well. You buy right, you operate right, you benefit in the big run, in the long run, in the big picture of how these assets can transform your wealth and your income. Number three, tax planning is the key to keeping more. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. It's not what you keep, it's how you invest what you keep. Something that's very, very important. I see a lot of people who make a lot of money, but they don't use that money intelligently. They don't make that money work for them. And when you do real estate investing right, there are many ways that you can take what is left over by strategically, right, minimizing your tax burdens, leveraging depreciation, cost segregations, and minimizing what you're going to pay out in taxes, leaving you more to invest. And when you're a smart investor and you can take what's left over and go and get a 10 or a 15 or 20% return in real estate, understanding tax planning is very, very important. Number four, real estate cash flow equals freedom. Equity equals options. Let me say that again. Cash flow equals freedom. Equity equals options. When you leverage a property, you can create a never-ending loop of equity that you can pull out of it. And, you know, being leveraged properly gives you the ability to play the game of chess with your real estate assets. So that way, as you find more creative and intentional ways to extract some of the chips off the table and re-leverage them into other opportunities, equity gives you a lot of those options. But don't forget that cash flow, maximizing the cash flow on an asset, is always going to give you freedom. Number five, don't over-leverage. You got to understand the difference between good debt versus too much debt. Debt works great until it doesn't. So we have to be smart on how you leverage things and what those rations look like, and make sure that you don't blow yourself up. Morgan Housel talked about this in his book, The Psychology of Money. Don't blow yourself up. You have to be able to survive a good market. You have to be able to survive, even more importantly, a down market. And that is, one, tied to understanding and analyzing properties correctly, but two, making sure that you don't over-leverage, you don't overextend yourself when it comes to debt. Number six, the famous three rules of real estate. You've heard this before, and it really is. I used to not agree with this as much as I do now. Location, location, location. Location will always insulate your value due to the demand that the location draws. Whether it's the demand of the income, it's the demand of population growth, it's the demand of the demand for that area. So understanding that location still and always will be one, if not the most important thing when it comes to insulating the value and demand of your property. Number seven, financial engineering expertise. You must understand how to crunch numbers and financially engineer a deal. One of my early mentors, he challenged me on this. He's like, dude, you're good at finding opportunities. You can sell and negotiate. But if you can't truly understand and be a steward of financials and what the engineering looks like that goes into a deal, you're never really going to get to the level that I know you want to get to. And as I started to commit to understanding spreadsheets and numbers, that's where you're going to find blind spots that others didn't see opportunity in. That's where you're going to find a needle in a haystack, because you found something that you can engineer the deal to create more value, to extract more income, to force in more equity. So understanding how you can engineer a deal and financially analyze it is extremely important when it comes to real estate investing. It's probably one of the most important skill sets you can learn, not only as a real estate investor, but just somebody who wants to grow their wealth and understand finances in general. Number eight, look for value. Purchase properties that you can capture the upside in. Finding value where others don't has and is the one sure way to force value into an asset and accelerate your wealth as a result. If you can see where the value can be captured and you can execute on capturing it, there are endless amounts of opportunities in real estate. Number nine, you have to be an elite operator. yes, it's important to be smart, right? And know how to crunch the numbers and financially model out a pro forma. I see a lot of these guys. I see a lot of syndicators who send out deals all the time. And they've got their pro forma and they've got their blue sky. And here's all the things that we can do with this property. But if you cannot capture what is on that pro forma, you can't actualize and realize what those numbers say, you're never going to be able to extract the value and maximize the value out of the real estate asset. So as important as it is to understand the numbers and to be able to engineer the numbers, it's equally as important to be an elite operator who can capture and extract the value that those numbers are showing are there. It's the execution of the plan. Strong operators run their real estate like a business. And because they do that, they get to enjoy the freedom a real business provides instead of being a slave in that business. Instead of being someone that owns a job working for themselves forever, they actually get to be a business owner and reap the rewards that real estate can truly provide you. There's something that Brandon Turner, actually, we were at Bigger Pockets, we were at Mastermind recently, and he said something that I really loved and I want to share with you guys. Diagonal income. Income that is going to become passive eventually if you systematize and make it a true process and operation that can become delegated to somebody else and eventually passive. So diagonal income is something that's tied to pretty much every real estate asset, but most people don't systematize it and they don't find a way to automate it, to bulletproof the process and to hand it off to somebody else. So they remain either a slave in that business doing it themselves, or they don't do it at all and the real estate asset suffers and they never get the true opportunity to enjoy and reap the rewards that real estate can provide you. So understanding how important it is to become an elite operator. Don't be the person that thinks you're going to go in there and make it passive day one. You have to be willing to roll up your sleeves and understand how this business works, how the assets operate, and where you can find the efficiencies and streamline those things to make them more passive, to enjoy true mailbox money. And number 10, the one per year rule. This is something that I call the base hit rule. If you can find the right criteria that meets what your investing goals are and just do one per year, whatever that model is, whatever that criteria is based on what goals you want to achieve and when you want to achieve them by, everybody can do one deal a year. So you have to be committed for the long haul because no one gets rich overnight. You've heard me say this, the crock pot versus the microwave. Microwave spits out a good, quick result, but at the end of the day, it's never as good as what the crock pot creates for you. So what is your recipe for your wealth building in real estate look like? For me, it's my one per year is my commercial strip centers. So I've been buying commercial strip centers that spit off at a minimum $50,000 net at the end of the year. Some of them are 60, some of them are 70. One that I'm just closing on is 90, might be 100 once we capture some more of the upside. But my criteria, I know, has to at least at the end of the year, how I operate things, drop $50,000 net to the bottom line. So think of it this way. If I bought one of these every single year for the next 10 years, one property that spits out net at the end of the year, $50,000, and I bought one per year for the next 10 years, if I just did that one simple thing, that one base hit, that would give me $500,000 a year net at the end of the year in passive income. 50,000 times 10 years, $500,000. Find what yours is, whether it's a $2,500 a month profit on a duplex, whether it's, you know, $10,000 a year on, you know, an Airbnb, whatever you want your model to look like. You do 10 of those over the next 10 years, you got $100,000 a year in passive income coming in. That's not including the equity and the upside and all the other benefits that real estate provides. So finding your criteria, if there was one thing you took away from today's episode, find and understand your buy criteria and your financial criteria for a real estate asset that you know you can do one a year on. And if you did one of those every year based on what is left over net-wise at the end of the year, in 10 years, what would that be bringing in for you? That is something that everybody can do, whatever that looks like for you. And it is a sure way to simplify all of the things that people want to do in real estate and sometimes how overwhelming it can get. Let's narrow the scope, find your criteria for one per year, and make sure that's aligned with your goals and when you want to achieve those goals, and create a plan to execute. That is my top 25 real estate rules and laws of success. If you guys missed the previous episode, you can find that in iTunes. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave a 5-star review in iTunes. I appreciate all the support that you guys provide the podcast. We love you guys. Don't forget to tune in on Monday episodes for our millionaire guests, Wednesday episodes for market updates, world news, real estate news, all things that tie into your money-making and wealth-building capabilities. And with that being said, don't forget to share this with a friend, a family member. Tag me on social media. Say what up on Instagram @OfficialMattyA. And I will see you guys in next week's episode. Cheers.